For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, hockey season. Crazy, but it's just about time. And Jess Myers joins us from the Rink Live. It has been a while. We gave Jess the summer off. He's good enough to join on short notice. Twins got rained out today. Jess, good to visit with you.
Quick correction for you, Steve. You said hockey season starts soon. Hockey season started about 3 hours ago. The women's WCHA got going today. And a big congratulations to Laura Schuler, the first-year coach at Minnesota Duluth. They go into Ohio State, the defending national champions, and they knock off the Bulldogs 2-1 today. So hockey season is upon us. Women's hockey getting going. Gophers going here in a couple, like a week or so, with an exhibition game. And, of course, the Minnesota Wild with their first preseason game tonight in Winnipeg. So hockey never ends, I like to say, but it's for real tonight.
Yeah, it is such a crazy long season. You know, the NHL, like all the sports, Major League Baseball, the NHL, the NBA, even the NFL season, that they're adding games, and the Super Bowl is now played in February. But the college hockey season, of all the college sports, you and I have talked about this before, it is a crazy long season.
Bob Motzko likes to point out, college hockey season begins during the baseball playoffs or during the pennant races even,
right,
and it ends following spring training the next season. So, it's a marathon in a lot of ways, and you know, a lot of people are excited about this Gopher team. They're pretty deep on defense. They've got a lot of returning offense. The goaltending is, you know, has yet to be seen, but I wrote about Nathan Airey, who's kind of the heir apparent in goal, a sophomore, the big kid out of Western Canada. And a lot of people pretty excited about what this Gopher team might be.
Yeah, and a major story this week about a defection from the Golden Gopher program down 169 to Minnesota State. What do you make of this?
Well, unexpected in a lot of ways. Rhett Pitlick was tied for the scoring lead with the Gophers last year, had a nice year. He made it pretty clear once last season was over that he was moving on. I didn't expect him to stay in college. And, talking to Bob Motzko weeks ago, there was an expectation that he was going to sign a pro contract. He was a free agent. He was originally drafted by Montreal. They relinquished his rights. So the thought was he was going to sign a pro contract. Well, you know, we got past the free agency stage, and he hadn't signed anything. And lo and behold, we find out today on September, whatever it is, this late in the game, September 21st, he's announcing he's going to play at Minnesota State Mankato for what will be his senior year, and then I believe he'll have one more year of eligibility after that if he chooses to stay in college. So a nice addition for the Mavericks, I think an unexpected addition in the fact that, like I say, he was expected to sign a pro contract, wasn't expected to stay in college.
Yeah, and it just goes to show that the open movement in all college sports is alive and well. You just never know year to year who's going to be around, who's going to be available.
You know, it's funny, 20 years ago or so, Mike Eaves, who was the coach at Wisconsin at the time, said you have to recruit a kid to come to your college, and then you have to recruit him every year to stay if they're a top player. And we're really seeing that effect now in the age of the transfer portal and NIL money and all of that stuff that seems to play a factor in where kids wind up and where they, you know, move around to if the offer is right. And we're seeing that up close and personal with a kid like Rhett Pitlick. Just a fantastic kid. Great family. You know, his brother was a Gopher captain. His dad was a Gopher captain. And his mother was a Big Ten champion gymnast for the Gophers. So going to be a little strange to see a member of the Pitlick family in purple. But, of course, we wish him the best.
Yeah. And finally on the Wild, as they get started on their journey this year, it's kind of the last year under the cloud of the Parisi-Suter contracts. And I still think fans should temper their expectations based on all of that. They still have cap issues to deal with and don't have the payroll flexibility to make the club significantly better.
You know, and that's what's really interesting this year going into this season is you're absolutely right. They will have some cap money freed up. Now, I don't think Bill Guerin was expecting to have to sign Brock Faber to an $8.5 million a year contract, but that's just how good Faber was right from the start. So yeah, that will eat up some cap money. They're also in a really unique situation at the start of this season in where it looks like they're kind of going to be carrying three goalies at any given time. You know, Marc-Andre Fleury is kind of playing out what looks like the final year of his career. He hasn't made that official, but he said, you know, he doesn't want farewell tours or anything like that for a guy who's had just a fantastic career. You've got Philip Gustafson, who I know they tried to move over the summer and maybe didn't find the right offer or the right fit for him. And then you've got Jesper Wallstedt up and coming. So it sounds like they're going to have kind of this three-headed goalie monster, and we're going to have to see how that plays out in terms of the salary cap and just, you know, who gets the minutes in the crease for the Wild.
All right, Jess, the marathon begins for you. I hope you had a restful summer. How do people find your work if they're not familiar with The Rink Live?
TheRinkLive.com, and I'm on Inforum Sports as part of the Forum family as well. So you can find me at either one of those places.
Well, and it's always good to visit with you. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Good to talk hockey.
There he is, Jess Myers, joining us from The Rink Live, TheRinkLive.com. It is 5:31.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.